Chapter 2. Liking, tweeting, trending. The internet connects people around the world. It also lets people decide what they want to read, see, and share. Many people use the internet to reconnect with family and old friends. For example, when Frances Simpson was 18, she started looking for her father. She hadn't seen him since she was 3 years old. But it wasn't easy. She couldn't find him for a long time. Then, after looking for 33 years, she finally found him through Facebook. After connecting on the internet, they talked on the phone and then they met face to face. They hadn't seen each other in almost 50 years. Social networking is the most popular reason people use the internet. And Facebook and Twitter are two of the most popular social networking sites. Twitter is a site where people post or put short personal messages online. These tweets can be no more than 140 characters long. It's very popular. In 2012, there were over 1 billion tweets per day. Facebook is even more popular. In 2013, there were over 664 million Facebook users. If Facebook were a country, it would have the third largest population in the world after China and India. Instagram, a photo sharing site, is also really popular. In January 2013, over 100 million photographs were posted on the site. The internet has connected people around the world in some unusual ways. In 2012, Korean pop singer Psy posted a video of his song Gangnam Style on YouTube. It soon became the most watched YouTube video of all time with over 1 billion views. Gangnam's song and dance moves started a new web trend. American football player Roy Higgins, some teachers in England, and parents and their babies in Los Angeles have all posted videos doing Psy's dance. There are even videos with My Little Pony cartoons and someone dressed as Gandalf from Lord of the Rings doing Psy's moves. Because of the internet, people around the world are all doing the same dance. No one knows what the next internet trend will be and how it will connect people. The internet connects people in serious ways, too. Many people get news from online news services. Others get more personal news by reading what their friends post about what is going on in the world. On websites like Digg, readers say what news stories they like, and this helps the website creators decide what kinds of stories to post in the future. People also post photos and videos of things they see, and sometimes they send them to television networks. People like Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook, and Jay Adelson, the creator of Digg, think it's good for people to have control of what is on the internet. They think it gives power to the people. With the internet, there is less censorship.